Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment on Halachos of Traveling. We began speaking yesterday about the scenario of a person being stuck right before Shabbos in traveling. So let's just give an actual case. A person finds himself, herself, stuck on the highway. Let's say they're about 30 minutes from their destination. It's right before Shabbos. So what happens? So there's no way they're going to get to their destination before Shabbos. So now what are they to do? So just to go through an option or two. So one option would be they would pull over their car and they would call for a cab. And that they would, again, this is still before Shkia, this is still before sunset. I should note that whatever is the posted time for candle lighting, obviously it's ideal for a family to be lighting candles by that time. And certainly the woman who, if it's a woman lighting candles, a woman who lights candles, it's understood that she's accepting Shabbos at that time. Bottom line is, though, that posted time for candle lighting is approximately 18 minutes before actual sunset, before the real red line in terms of Shabbos. It is a very bad idea to use all of those 18 minutes, you know, doing things. But let's say you're talking 16 minutes, that's still a leeway. Again, the most ideal thing is to light candles and bring in Shabbos. If one is bringing Shabbos with candle lighting, light candles 18 minutes before. But so if you want to know when Shkia is, when the real red line is, the real red line is 18 minutes after the posted candle lighting time. So let's just give a scenario. Candle lighting is 4:45. That means that the red line is a few minutes after 5. Person's driving. It's 4:50. The GPS or the Waze or whatever it is tells them they're a half hour from their destination. They're not going to make it. They're not going to make it before 5. So it would be an option to take their car, pull over in some safe place to leave their car, and then as long as it's still before 5 o'clock, call a cab, call Uber or whatever it is. Now, what's going to happen? The cab might not show up until after 5 o'clock. But that's okay, because that's this idea, assuming for a moment the cab is being driven by a non-Jew. In cases of need, the rabbis allowed us to have a non-Jew do work for us during Bein HaShemashos, during this window between Shkia and Seis HaKochavim. So that means we can't make the call once it's Shkia, once it's sunset. But if we make the call before sunset, and the cab driver is driving to us, and he gets to us after sunset, or even if he gets to us before sunset, he's driving for us after sunset, that's okay. That's okay. An option in terms of, let's say, one's muksa items might be, we don't have the time to go through all the details of this, but might be to put the muksa items in one's luggage and take care of the muksa items in that manner. But in any event, in terms of the bigger picture of the travel, you know, you would put it in, let's say you would put it in the luggage before Shkia, before sunset. So that would be an option. And then that would mean that the driver could drive for you up until, say, Seis HaKochavim. So let's say it's definitively night. Let's just say the time is 5:45. So the cab shows up a few minutes after 5. You get in the car. You ask him to open the door for you, et cetera, because it turns on the light. You know, it's Shabbos for you. You could tell him explicitly, because if it's still Bein HaShemashos, you could tell him explicitly where to go, and he could drive you door to door. As long as it's before 5:45 in this example, that would work. Now, let's say you're not that close. Let's say by the time the cab gets there, etc., he's stuck in the same traffic you were stuck in. Let's say comes 5:45, and you're not to the desired destination yet. Now you have a problem with him driving for you. It's problematic to have a non-Jew do melacha for you on Shabbos, even if you don't ask him to. So even if you made the request during a permitted time, that's still a problem once it's after 5:45. So here's where there's sort of a divergence. It could be that the place where he currently is dangerous for you to be, that if he would let you out, you know, it's, by the way, it's dark by this point. That's the whole point. If he would let you out there, it's a dangerous place to be. If that's the case, it could be argued that it would be appropriate because of danger for him to continue to drive you until you got to a safe spot. But once you got to a safe spot, you know, I'm just thinking about in the context of thinking about in the context of the Kent Mill area in Silver Spring. Let's say he got you to University Boulevard, relatively near Arcole Avenue. It's not a dangerous place to be at 5:45 in the evening, even if it's dark. Maybe you disagree. If you disagree, everyone has to use their own judgment. But theoretically, at that point, you would get out and you would start walking. If there is a safe place that he can drop you earlier than that, but you don't have Shabbos arrangements there, if you have a place you can sleep, that's probably what you should be doing. You probably shouldn't be asking if it's not dangerous in any way and it's going to be past Tzei Sakol Chavim, you probably should just stay somewhere. That's probably, if you could stay somewhere, that would probably be the most appropriate thing. So just to summarize what we said, even if there's no great need, even if there's no danger, it's okay to have the non-Jew driving you when it's still Bein HaShemashos, between Shkia and Tzei Sakol Chavim. And then once it hits Tzei Sakol Chavim, if you're in a safe place, he should let you off and you'll take care of yourself then. If you're not in a safe place, he can keep on driving. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.